There's at least one person in the world who could not care less about Tiger Woods' potty mouth, and that would be Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez.
In a speech last month, Chavez called golf a bourgeois sport. He even mocked the use of golf carts as proof of the sport's laziness.
And that brought an unusual response from State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley today at his regular briefing.
As the Department of State's self-appointed ambassador at large for golf, I wish to protest the unwarranted attack by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez on the game of golf.
Crowley went on to explain that the most recent champions in golf's majors come from all over the globe and from every walk of life.
So the suggestion by Mr. Chavez that golf, a truly global sport, is bourgeois, is a mulligan. And once again, Mr. Chavez, one of the hemisphere's most divisive figures, finds himself out of bounds.
Out of bounds, mulligan. I think we should have issued a pun warning, Melissa.
I think so. And would it be caddy, Madeline, to say that if you want, you can find a picture of Hugo Chavez actually playing golf, and you can find out why he says he hates it at our two-way blog. That's at npr.org.